Water's also been on the mind of our friend Deepak Singh. He grew up in the Indian city of Lucknow, and he knows something about cold water, especially showering in it. Deepak now lives in Ann Arbor, Michigan, but he recently went home for a visit.
On my recent trip to India, I relived the old days by bathing in cold water. I was staying with my parents, and they have a small water heater that holds just enough water for a quick shower. But one day it broke, so I decided to use the cold tap water. Why not? I thought. This is what I did every single day when I was growing up in India. I always took cold showers. It was difficult until I poured the first mug of freezing water over my head. After a quick shiver, it wasn't too bad. But when I moved here, I learned that showering wasn't something you did in a hurry. You could relax as the warm water fell on your head. I've gotten used to the idea of enjoying a shower, especially in the winter. So when I poured a freezing mug of water over my head back in India, I wasn't prepared. I'd forgotten the art of showering with cold water. The first touch of icy water made me shriek. My parents yelled through the door to ask if I was okay. I heard them, but I couldn't get my voice out. I began to lather up, but my hands wouldn't move fast enough. I took a deep breath and somehow managed to rinse off. When I got out and got dressed, I swore to myself I'd never do it again. It's official. I've gone soft, but so has everyone else in my family. They all shower with hot water in winter, even when it's not so cold.
That's writer Deepak Singh, who takes his long hot showers at his home in Ann Arbor, Michigan. You're with The World.